Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
What's up? What's up?
Welcome to Allegedly Supposedly.
Yes, formerly known as Two Black Girls, One Rose Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We are two best friends sharing the adventures of our 30s and the memories of our 20s.
Yep.
Well, this episode, we were so hyped.
We got some memories for y'all.
We got some memories for y'all. We had it all planned out. We're going to go do this bachelorette weekend in New Orleans and come back and immediately record a debrief. Y'all can hear everything that went down in the weekend and yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, if you follow us on Instagram, you know that we had some travel debacles this weekend. And Justine was not at the bachelorette weekend.
I couldn't make it. And I tried. When I tell you all, I tried.
I know.
I really tried to get there. And it just did not happen.
Yeah. You along with five other girls. So
five other girls.
Huge, huge blow.
It was about half, right? About half the people.
It was supposed to be 14 total. And so, yeah, we lost about half. 14 total. Yeah, lost about half of the, almost half of the ladies. And it was just a fucking shit show. Traveling is just not it right now, guys.
Traveling is real wild right now.
Yeah, the airports, the airlines.
Don't go anywhere. If you can help it, don't go anywhere. And I know we haven't gone anywhere in 2 years, so that is very frustrating to hear, but don't go anywhere.
It's not it. Like, never in a million years did I ever think what happened this weekend was going to go down, and it literally happened to us. But yeah, before we dive into all of that, let's just chat about the Bachelorette in general. Like, tell me your side. You've been in a crew of ladies planning and in a group text, and I've been kind of off on the outskirts, so I'm so curious to hear your side of things.
So there was a group chat going on, mostly, I guess, administered and kind of functioned by the maid of honor, Jessica,
Dr. Scott,
Natasha's sister. There was a lot of communication about the events. There was like a whole Google Doc thing that for me, you know me, I have gotten even more simple when it comes to events like this as I've gotten older. That was very overwhelming for me, seeing all of those things and all of those bullet points and all of those events. I was like, whoa. I was like, oh,
what
my
was in
goodness,
it? Like, what did you need to do? Or I guess what was the Google Doc?
It was like the dinner, and like pricing for the dinner, then dress code, then what else was in there? Something else. I forget. Props, the plans for the night that weren't dinner. Like, I don't know what happened. So I don't know if I could even like tell you. I don't know if it's still a surprise.
Well, I have no clue.
I don't know. But so all of that was in a Google Doc. And then we had a different like JPEG or just a photo of the actual itinerary.
Yes,
which was not that I saw.
No,
oh, you saw
one of the first things I saw when I got down.
Yeah. Okay,
nice.
Okay, yeah. And I didn't realize until I was packing how how many trips this was, because we were staying at a house with a pool, and so this was like a beach trip, a city trip, a bachelorette trip with like several outfit changes.
Yeah,
like this
the
was
packing. Yep,
the packing was a lot. And
again,
as if you follow us on Instagram, you know I started packing half drunk at 10:30 p.m. the night before. So,
just typically how you roll.
Always
late night pack.
Always, I love it.
Yes.
Oh man.
But yeah, a lot of for context, for those who don't know, The Bachelorette was in New Orleans.
Oh yes.
You should know is like one of Justine and I's like favorite places. We used to do big girls trips, me, you, and another friend of mine who didn't make it.
Didn't come.
I know, Roxy. That was like where we started our whole girls trips, and then it became a place that Nate and I visited a lot. We got engaged down there, and so we just knew we wanted to do a I always knew I wanted to do a bachelorette in New Orleans, and then we came with the idea of doing a like semi-joint bachelorette weekend in New Orleans. But to your point, yes, it's a lot of different, it's swimming, it's walking around the city, it's we're going to dinners and want to look cute.
Dinners.
It's like packing
it's
was like a thing.
it's like a lot. I was like, oh wow, I gotta bring a lot of outfit changes. And you know, as Black people, we have to, and you know what? Maybe other people do this too. I actually don't know. But you have to bring at least 3 pairs of underwear per day in general, no matter what is going on.
Yeah, I pack a lot.
So
of
then
movies.
I'm thinking, like, I need 5 pairs of underwear a day.
It's hot as shit, too. Hot as
it's
hell.
Hot,
community
yeah.
is huge. So, yeah, packing was definitely a thing for, not even just me, for everybody.
Yeah, no, I think for everyone. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, so getting there, I was like, okay, this is going to be exciting, right? There's some people who are going down there who, actually, some of the people who made it, who I haven't seen in a long time, who I maybe see twice a year. Geneva, Leah, I only see them a couple times a year, even though I communicate with them a lot. So I was really looking forward to seeing those people and just rebonding with like Allie and Roxy and everybody, just like you know, kindling what we already, we always have.
And I'll share, like, I used to get, I don't know if anybody else has the same thing, but I used to get a lot of anxiety about bringing friends of different circles together.
My
birthdays, I would always have a little bit excitement, but like also like private anxiety, because I'm like, oh god, this person, do they know, who do they know, like bring it all together. But I was really looking forward to the Bachelorette. Like, I feel like it was gonna be such a great vibe. We've all hung, I've brought everyone together multiple times at this point, that everyone just feels like their own friends. Like, it's not just through Tasha, it's like everyone has their own relationship. So it was going to be really, really cool to have everybody in one space. And as you said, like, people that you don't see that many times a year, to like catch up for a whole weekend.
Also knew there'd be photo ops. Also knew there'd be a lot of photographs taken. So that was also taken into consideration for the outfit planning and for the plotting. knew I couldn't wear anything even close to eggshell, white, ivory, none of that.
No,
I knew that was all for Tosh. That was
not
all
true.
For you, girl. Absolutely not. I knew I was not bringing nothing that was even close to being white. I knew I could not do that.
I wore mostly dresses, so like white dresses. If you wore like a white top or a white skirt or like that, for me, I didn't care, but sure.
That's for you. That's for you, boo. But yeah, it was like slightly overwhelming for me, just because I have become so simple when it comes to these things. And I know that you and Jess, and I think Roxy was involved in planning as well.
Yes, she was very.
I know you guys take this real serious, and you guys have like lots of events and themes and colors and all kinds of stuff. So I was like, wow, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to get down there, and then Friday happened. So
yeah. Oh my god. So yeah, so what we lived two different lives on Friday.
On Friday.
Even Nate. Yeah, so. I got his update on Friday. Or I got his update on the plane ride home, because he also lived another life on Friday with his travel shit too. Yeah. So give us your rundown of what went down on Friday.
Yeah, so Friday, I believe you went to Newark, right?
Mm-mm, I flew from LaGuardia. So my sister and my one of my friends, Will, just moved to America. Yeah. My sister came over from Thursday night, and then we went together to LaGuardia. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's keep that in mind, friends, everybody listening. Everyone was at LaGuardia on this day, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday, me and our other friend, Alaysia, who's been on the podcast, she's been on Natasha's Getting Married, check it out.
Yes.
She and I met up together. I was like, okay, this is going to take 17 hours to get through security. I had a 2 o'clock flight, and they moved our flight. And me and Alaysia talked about this the night before. It was supposed to be 1:38, and they moved it to 2.
Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
And when they do a big jump, that usually means something solid went wrong, right? And they're like, okay, something solid went wrong. We're going to take off at this time and we'll let y'all know. What is those little 15-minute, 20-minute increments? That's when you know some shit is up.
Oh, God.
So Alaysia texted me like, this is not looking good already. And I was like, girl, I know, but we gonna meet up.
Yeah.
So I leave my house for my 2 o'clock flight from Jersey City to LaGuardia at 10 o'clock. I get there at 10:45 a.m. I am through security at 10:47 a.m. Okay. That's how quick it was. It went so fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
Wow.
And then Alaysia came not that much later than me. It took us no time. By 11:30, we were like chilling, drinking Prosecco, catching up, blah, hanging out. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
Then, since our friend Alasia was obviously sitting in like seat 2A. We have to leave the lounge to go to the gate a little bit early. Now, get to the gate.
This Let is me know Jet what's Blue, happening to you. By the way.
This is JetBlue Airlines.
This is JetBlue Airlines, who I flew on as well. I made it there and there, obviously. But I've had two crazy travel experiences with JetBlue. So this is just another story. But this is JetBlue. Yeah. Just be aware of that.
Okay, and they're like crazy travel stories that are the same thing. Stranded.
Same. Yeah. Full on like stranded. Yeah. In multiple countries. Yes.
Yeah.
This has happened to me, my mother and Nate all before. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it.
So we get to the gate, and I don't think this happened to you. We get to the gate and there's no chairs.
No chair. You mean like it's full? Everybody's sitting?
No. No one's sitting anywhere. Everyone's standing up because there's no chairs.
Oh, what?
It's very odd. I don't know if they're not weird. With that gate. I don't. That's what it seems like. It was empty. Yeah, it was very strange.
Oh, that's odd. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell.
And I know I remember that. Yeah, everyone's standing around, which is the very chaotic energy with everybody just standing around.
Yeah.
That was a lot. But we all get on the plane pretty much together because JetBlue doesn't really have like a first class. They just like have people get on first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're at the front. But
yeah.
Okay. So we get on the plane and I am sitting next to a young man who I thought I was going to set Sarah up with. And I was like, oh, you looking all right. And then next to him was a full blown witch with a black cat underneath the seat.
What?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Because this is the flight to New Orleans, right? We had at least three witches on the flight.
Yeah, okay.
One other girl, she had on, like, all kinds of peasantry wear. She was definitely going back home to cast some spells. There was another person on there. I don't even want to give them a title, but I'm going to say male presenting person next to on the aisle seat had full blown like under eyeliner, had a voodoo shirt on, had that little star situation necklace happening. Like he was fully, out here.
Okay. Interesting.
And we sit on the plane and we're like moving and they're like, oh yeah, there's some traffic on the runway, guys. Like it seems like there's like a lot of planes that are trying to take off. We're trying to sit here. And we sat there for 6 hours.
On the tarmac.
6 hours on the tarmac, waiting, number one, which we did not know until 5.5 hours in. We were waiting to be refueled for most of that time.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it take so long to refuel a plane?
I don't know.
Is that many planes that needed to get refueled and you guys were at the back of the list or something?
There was a lot of planes taking off late at that very moment. And by 5.5 hours, we did not even know that we were just waiting to be refueled. We also, about 2 hours into waiting, they said, you can leave, but you can't get back on, which I did not understand at all.
What? So you guys were still at the gate and you can get off the plane?
We went back to the gate, and a different one, a different gate. And they were like, you can get off, but you ain't getting back on.
What?
I don't understand that, because anybody who checked a bag can't get back on. Your bag is flying to New Orleans, and you are in New York.
Yeah, so that don't even make any sense. So I get off, but my bag is on and stays? Like, do y'all do that at? Oh my God, that's insane. So they had y'all boarded on the plane, sitting on the tarmac for 6 hours. That entire time you're thinking, any minute now, any minute now, any minute.
Like, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And any minute now, they're saying weather, right? And it's looking like pristine periwinkle blue skies outside.
Wasn't understanding because I kept hearing weather, and I'm looking at them. I'm like, is it the weather here in New Orleans? Is it there? Mm-hmm. Like, it was so confusing. What was this weather that they were talking about? Because nobody's forecast looked to be going through anything. So,
nope. Then around midway through, around 5 o'clock, I didn't get off the plane until 8 p.m. So around 5 o'clock, they were canceled all these flights out of LaGuardia because of the weather. I'm like, girl, it's raining everywhere else but here? What do you mean weather? What are you talking about?
Oh my God. What?
So I'm sitting there and I'm at points, I can view the Instagram stories of y'all there at the pool. So I'm like, it's not raining there.
It ain't raining here. So what is going on?
What is happening?
Oh my God.
They tried to reroute us through over water. So it was going to add another hour to our flight.
Flight.
And that at that point, we were at the point where everybody in the back of the plane, in the back of coach, started yelling.
That's all I know. When was it turning up? Because this is 6 hours sitting on a plane with no food or water. Were you guys fed or anything? No.
We were fed 2 snacks, if you ask nicely, and 1 glass of water in 6 hours.
That is cruel and unusual punishment.
That is literally the exact same thing that the cat underneath the seat had at that time, because he didn't want that cat to piss everywhere. So that cat got no water and just treats, which is the same as we got.
Full-blown humans.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. So we're sitting there and they keep like, boop, boop, boop. We're just waiting for the blah, blah, blah. We're just waiting for the company. Da, da, da. And you know, when they just give too much information and you're like, this is your fault. You are the pilot of this ship, of this plane, of this automobile. And you are supposed to get me where I'm supposed to go. And you're not. Right. And so we're stuck. People are leaving though. Intermittently, people are leaving. And then he gets on.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People are leaving. And then people are yelling, right? They're like, I'll fly the plane. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Like, people are.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
Because we have 2 birthdays on the plane. We have people on that plane who were there from the day before, from a Delta flight that was canceled.
Oh my God. Yep. Yep.
So we have people there who were really, really mad. So by the time we get back to the DGA gas station and we're fueling up the plane, I'm sitting there thinking, so I drink through a paper straw. My friend only buys clothes that were somebody else's clothes, okay? And we are out here trying to do this, and y'all just sitting here wasting gas into the air on a plane that never took off? I was like, this is y'all's fault. This burning earth, this is all you. I'm not taking responsibility for a damn thing. I'm over here. I got to bring my bags to the grocery store, and you all are just sitting up here burning gas through the fucking on the tarmac. I was so mad. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And we're all, luckily, we all have each other, all 5 of us or 6 of us on the chat. So we're chatting, you know, we're laughing.
Right. So there's six of my ladies, and then Nate had 2 of his friends. So it was 8 people total.
9 if you count one of the girls' boyfriends. Rashad was there too.
Yes. Who was going on a different trip. So 9 people from our group were on this same nightmarish flight. Oh my God. it was a nightmare.
It was. And so by the time this flight gets canceled, the pilot is like, boop, boop, boop. And then he starts off the worst way you can. It's been a long day for me. Hey guys, that's a taste of this week's episode of Allegedly Supposedly.
For full access to Allegedly Supposedly, all videos, and extra special bonus content, join us on Patreon at
patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.